Coldplay, BTS, My Universe. How are you? This is Radio West Norfolk with songs to sing along to. Taylor Swift in a bit. And something from D-Ream. Remember them? But not the one that helped the Labour Party to victory in, what was it, 1994. That other big hit on the air, on your smart speaker very soon. First, though, I want to tell you about something which could be really good for your health, your mental health and your well-being. It's thanks to Josh and his team at Wellbeing Norfolk and Waveney. And it involves you having a little bit of a stroll, really, around some of the most beautiful areas of Lynn and Sandringham, no less. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Simon. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm very good. What is your role, then, with Wellbeing Norfolk and Waveney? What do you do?
So I'm one of the community development coordinators. And what we do is, all across Norfolk and Waveney, we host sort of social events and opportunities, workshops, training, for local people all across Norfolk and Waveney, open to anyone, 16 plus, and you don't need an active referral to the clinical services of wellbeing to take part. They are open to anyone at all times, with no need to book. And they're really simple. We base them all in the five ways to wellbeing, which are a set of evidence-based recommendations, which when we follow them can help improve our mental health and wellbeing. And those are connect, be active, learn, take notice, and give. So we try to incorporate those themes and elements into our activities. So the wellbeing walks came about. We've always done walks, but they've become a bit more prominent as we've got less access to sit-down groups at the moment. But they are a really great way for people to get out, get active, reduce their social isolation, meet new people. And especially in January with like the January blues and maybe feeling a bit sort of like we've spoil ourselves too much at Christmas, it can be nice to get out and get active and blow off the cobwebs.
So you're not going to need hiking boots or any mountain climbing experience for this?
Absolutely not. These are really easy walks, the sort you'd go on, like if you were going to go on a stroll with your mate or with your dog, which is why we do, like you said, we go around Sandringham because it's beautiful, it's peaceful, easily accessible by the buses. And we are also at the moment doing them along the riverside in King's Lynn, which is a really nice walk if you've never done, and the historic part of the town. And it's quite interesting because every time I go on one of these local walks, I always end up hearing really interesting tidbits from people who've joined us or learn new things as we're walking about. And I've lived here all my life.
Do many people come to these things? And if so, what's the worry of those people because of COVID and being too close to others?
Well, when we do our walks, we respect all social distancing. We keep our masks on as staff. We respect people's choice whether or not to do that if we're out and about. But as we're doing outdoor activities, they're all within COVID guidelines for a safe way to socialise and be out and about and be active.
Out of interest, what's one of the interesting things you learnt about Lynn?
Oh, well, when we were walking around the historic part of Lynn, I went down the cobbled bit past the Minster, and in one of the archways along there, there's an iron cannonball, which I've always seen, and further along, there was an alleyway where if you walk into it, on the ceiling, there's a load of miniature army men and tanks just on the roof, and I'd never seen it before.
Wow.
Apparently, it's quite a well-known thing. So, wow. Interesting little thing to look out for if you go down there.
Brilliant. So there's
Devil's Alleyway.
yeah, Devil's Alley. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
So Riverside Walks are in Lynn on the 28th of this month, and there's a stroll in the Queen's Garden on the 14th. How do you sign up to do this?
You don't need to sign up. You can just turn up. If you want to find out the information about our meeting points, the best place to get the full details is our website. So if people search for Wellbeing Norfolk and Waveney, or go to the address, which is www.wellbeingnns.co.uk, and there'll be a splash page asking if you live in Norfolk or Suffolk. Once you're on the website, if you scroll on to our social support section, you will find a list of all of our social events and details of how to join. And this also includes a big range of digital socials we're doing at the moment, because obviously we used to host a lot more sit-down get-togethers and mental health-focused activities, which have been a bit less accessible to us for obvious reasons recently. But if people want to take part in our Zoom socials, we have virtual cafes, we have quizzes, we have pamper sessions, we've got active sessions for women groups, we have men's groups, perinatal groups, art and craft groups. We've got a bit of everything for everyone. It's like a box of jelly beans, you'll find something in there.
Wow, but, and there's even virtual social walk as well, yeah?
Yeah, we've had a virtual nature social, so we've had people doing us show and tell out and about in the gardens, leading different projects. We've basically really tried to utilise video technology over the last few months to make sure that we can keep people connected when that may not necessarily be safe or might not even feel safe to do, especially if we're struggling with things like depression and anxiety, because when we want to socialize, those things can become a big barrier. So the wellbeing socials are set up to welcome people who struggle with social interaction due to depression and anxiety. Mostly everyone else who comes along will be really understanding and will have a similar sort of experience to yourself coming along. So it's basically just a way for us to get together if we've got ourselves into a position where we're feeling a bit disconnected and feeling a bit lonely and feeling like those things might be a barrier to us reconnecting. It's sort of a safer, sort of soft touch approach to reintroducing yourself to your social networks. And hopefully people can build their confidence attending with us, and then they can move on to, you know, rebuilding their own social networks.
Yeah, so just the littlest changes in your life could possibly make the biggest difference.
Absolutely. The five ways to wellbeing that we base all of our work on, which people can read more about on our website as well under the self-help section, they're a great set of evidence-based ways. And if people go and look at them, it's really surprising how many elements of them we already apply to our lives. And it can be really easy to reflect and then appreciate what we're already doing as well. Because we quite often overlook the things we are doing when we're feeling quite low.
Josh, thank you so much for telling me about this. And I'm sure you'll have a few people sign up. So Sandringham on the 14th, along the riverside on the 28th. You can find Wellbeing Norfolk and Waveney on all of the socials. And you don't need to sign up. Just turn up.
Nope.
Thank you.
Andrew.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye. 9:40, Radio West Norfolk. Are you up for that? Sounds fun. Sounds healthy. It's all good.
It's a cool and wet December day. We touch the ground and jam.